Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today we study ayah number 215 of Surah Baqarah. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam a question which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had informed us of in this ayah. Yas'alunak. They came and they asked you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, regarding what? Yas'alunaka mada yunfiqoon. What should they spend? From the different categories of wealth that they own, from which category should they spend and give charity? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather than answering that question, draw their attention to something more important than what they wanted to know. They wanted to know from which category should we spend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather told them the avenues in which they should spend. What was the response? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ قُلْ مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. Whatever wealth you spend, Allah has referred to wealth as khayr, good. One of the names of wealth is khayr, good. Why? There's so much good that you can accomplish and that you can achieve, and so much good that you can do through wealth, that Allah has referred to it time and again in the Quran as khayr. قُلْ مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ. Number one, your parents. Don't spend on anyone else, and don't spend anywhere else if you have not spent on your parents. The first thing you do when you receive your salary or your income, set aside an amount for your parents, and wallahi, you will see miracles in what remains with you. You will be able to achieve and accomplish so much with what is left after that. Before anything, set aside an amount, whether it's 100 rand or 200 rand, whatever amount it is, set aside that amount for your mom or for your dad. And if they have passed away, then give it out as sadaqah for isal as sawab for them. It doesn't mean it ends. They passed away, so I no longer have to set aside an amount for them. Give it out in charity in their name. It will earn you the same barakah. So number one, spend on your parents. Lil walidain. Once you are done with your parents, al-aqrabeen, your near close relatives, see needy relatives, you have needy relatives, let your needy and the poor relatives that you have, let them be the first recipients of your charity this Ramadan, and also outside of the month of Ramadan. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lists the other categories, masakeen, the poor, and the orphans, and the wayfarer, and so on and so forth. Towards the end of the ayah, very often, especially when we spend on those close to us, you feel that your spending is not appreciated. I spend on my relative and there's no appreciation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us what the motivation should be. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. People might not appreciate it, they might not say thanks, they might not express any gratitude, but whatever little khair you do, Allah knows it. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. That is enough to motivate you. It is to earn the happiness and the pleasure of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.